This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. They are not elected officials, but there are times when they have a lot of influence over the decisions those officials make. They are the members of the Metro Atlanta Chamber, an organization which does a lot more than just recruit new businesses for the area or help existing ones network. And starting January 6th, for the first time, the chamber will have a female president. Hala Modelmog succeeds Sam Williams, who has been president since 1996. Hala Modelmog joins us now. Welcome. Good to have you, and congratulations.
Thank you so much, Dennis. I am thrilled. It's an honor and a privilege to be able to serve as the president of the Metro Atlanta Chamber.
Will it make a difference in terms of style, especially after some of the controversies that the chamber has been involved in over the last year or two, to have a female president? Do you think that makes any difference at all?
You know, I'm not sure that it really does. I think, you know, every leader has their style. I mean, I certainly, along with the chamber board, plan to have a very collaborative style. That's the way I've kind of led in the businesses and nonprofits that I've run in the past. To me, it's going to be about getting the results, not who gets the credit. So I look forward to, you know, working with all the constituencies.
As you come in, do you feel that you have some image repair to do, at least in some segments of the community, following the criticism of the chamber's involvement with the Atlanta Public Schools and the defeat of the transportation sales tax?
You know, I'm going to really be concentrating on the future. And that really is what any new leader has to do. There are many, many wonderful accomplishments that have been made by the chamber over the last few years, and literally over the last 154 years. We've got a great board. We've got a solid strategic plan. And for me, it's going to be about focusing on new and positive things going forward in the future.
Then how big of a loss do you think it is, or how big of a blow do you think it is to the chamber and to the Atlanta business community that the Braves have plans to decamp to Cobb County?
Well, I think we're just happy that the Braves are staying in Atlanta. And as you know, Cobb County is in the Metro Chamber, although obviously they have their own chamber and their own you know, work that they do. But we are just glad that the Braves are staying with us in this city, in this area, this region. So.
But you do have then the question of what to do in the neighborhoods surrounding Turner Field and what to do with that whole area. So is this something that you think the chamber will immediately have to face?
Well, I certainly think that, you know, everyone in the entire region would love to see that area redeveloped and, you know, used to its highest and best use. I don't know at this point what the chamber's involvement or view would be on that. Again, I haven't even started the job. But, you know, obviously I think we'd all love to see it it turned into something that you know, is, you know, viable and good for the economy in that small area and then out and beyond.
For the big picture here, do you worry that the region is kind of pulling itself apart into every little section for itself, or do you see it right now trending toward people starting to look across the county and municipal lines and trying to work together?
There are going to be many things that I think we will do at the Metro Atlanta Chamber that will be seen as good for everybody. And it will be, I think, up to us to, you know, be clear on what we're doing and why, and to persuade and potentially, hopefully, show with data that the results are good for all involved. There will probably be other times that it feels like, you know, it's maybe working for one area and not as much for the other. But, you know, if forward progress was easy, we'd all be a lot better off. So, you know, to me, it's just about, you know, working through your issues. It's about being, you know, clear in your focus. It's about being clear in your strategy. And it's about being, you know, frank and honest with the people that you're dealing with.
Hala Matamag is the new president of the Metro Atlanta Chamber of Commerce. She begins on January 6th. Ms. Matamag, thank you so much for giving us this much time. We really appreciate it, and good luck.
Thank you very much, Dennis.